This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. But first, a key development on Puerto Rico and the mess with its debt. Legislation to help Puerto Rico restructure more than $70 billion it owes passed in the U.S. Senate last night. President Obama is expected to sign the bill by tomorrow, which is the deadline when the territory was set to default on $2 billion worth of payments to its bondholders. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports on next steps.
The bill passed with bipartisan support, but not everybody was happy. A major issue is the establishment of a federal board to oversee Puerto Rico's finances. Some, like Puerto Rican Senator Ramon Luis Nieves, say the board won't bring any money to the island.
We are on our 10th year of our recession. If you talk to any economist, they will tell you that we are not on a recession anymore. It is a depression.
So Puerto Rico has to figure out a way to generate revenue. Charles Vinicher Santiago is an associate professor at the University of Connecticut. He says this bill will put a pause on bondholders suing the Puerto Rican government. Other than that, it addresses the symptoms, not the problem.
I don't think it's going to resolve anything other than perhaps stall litigation, enable some debt restructuring, and begin a process of responding or paying back some of the debt.
He says the next step is figuring out a way to bring investment to the island. Puerto Rico's credit rating is pretty awful. Restructuring and repayment are the first steps in a long battle to restore that faith. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.